Council President Ben Stuckert sponsored the urban farming measures.
Less than 3% of that we consume is grown locally. It is a completely inefficient system, and you're shipping 90% of the food that you eat in.
That's where the first ordinance comes in, which all 7 council members supported. It allows residents to sell produce from their gardens without a business license. The second ordinance permits people to raise fowl like chickens and small livestock like goats or pigs in their backyard. It passed, but without support from Mike Fagan, Steve Salvatore, and Mike Allen. Allen said he feels like he landed in an episode of Portlandia. Fagan is worried about the smell.
I think that the neighbors are going to be up in arms just by virtue of the odor that's going to be created.
Spokane resident Phyllis Meyer felt the same way at the council meeting.
In urban areas, close proximity to your neighbors could be just a few feet. And so I think there needs to be some protection or better protection for those citizens from the noise nuisance. And most of all, I guess, the odors associated with barnyard animals.
City living livestock won't threaten the public health, though, according to Kim Pappage of the Spokane County Regional Health District.
Proper education, certification, and implementation of livestock best management practices will greatly reduce any potential public health risks.
People who want to raise livestock, aside from chickens, must get certified. The ordinance allows one fowl animal per 1,000 square feet of property or one small livestock per 2,500 square feet. Male sheep and goats need to be neutered and descented. And speaking of Portland, there you can raise anything from chickens to horses in the backyard, the latter requiring a permit. I'm Paige Browning in Spokane.